if you got an email or text message today from God. I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I think you'd read it and take it seriously, right? Well, we have a much better message than an email, the entire Word of God to guide us and teach us. We just have to read it and obey. But suppose you got this text message from God today. I will be handling all of your problems for you. I do not need your help, so have a nice day. I love you. P.S. Remember, if life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it yourself. Kindly put it in the SFGTD, Something for God to Do, box. I will get to it in my time. All situations will be resolved, but in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold onto it by worrying about it. Instead, focus on all the wonderful things that are present in your life now. Well, yesterday we talked about what it means to let go of our problems and trust God to take care of them. Notice that simple next sentence, I love you. Why is it difficult for some people to truly believe that God loves them personally? Even some people who have been believers for years still don't really understand that God loves them. I've learned that one of the reasons can result from the relationship you had, or maybe you still have, with your earthly father. It's never been hard for me to believe that God loves me because I had a loving, tender-hearted earthly father. But far too many of you had a different kind of father. I know that. I wish there were some words I could say to convince you that your heavenly father loves you. He is the perfect father, everything a father should be and more. And if you didn't have a loving relationship with your earthly father, the good news is you can have one with your heavenly father. He loves you. Let me quote some of his words, and hopefully they will be convincing to you. From Jeremiah 31, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Everlasting's forever, right? Nothing can change his love for you. From Romans 8, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God loves you. This is a message from God. He knows the worst about you and loves you still. Believe it today and have a really great day. I invite you to join our Tuesday night Zoom Bible studies. You'll find all that information and where you can sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.